Hey folks, it's Dr. Brian King here, and we are in Dallas still. I'm noticing a pattern
with our last few episodes. We live here, so what do you expect?
We used to travel full-time, but now we live in we're more stationary. And that brings me to today's podcast, really. So because we're not traveling a whole lot, we have been talking to people all over the world, some of them in the travel profession, right?
Right, yes.
Our guest today is coming to us from Melbourne, Australia, Linda King. And we're not related.
No.
I don't know that we are. I don't know. I might have some relatives in Australia. But Linda King, she's an author, she's a travel blogger, and she runs a website all about travel. Do you remember what that website is?
Yes, it's Smart Travelista.
That's why I have her, man, because she's smart and she remembers stuff. I'm here, I'm there, I'm everywhere. Blues, women, and blues. I'm here, I'm there, I'm everywhere. So you're down there in Melbourne, as we were talking before the podcast, right? Things are going pretty good down there?
Yeah, absolutely. Heaps of travel going on. Everyone's traveling, which was great. So, yeah. We're having the time of our life down here in Melbourne.
I heard that you guys are a little bit Taylor Swift crazy at the moment. It's a Swifty gush of wind, the weather system coming through.
Taylor Swift is all over Melbourne, all over the railway station, everywhere. People are selling Taylor Swift gear, even when it's not even Taylor Swift related. There's people camping out everywhere. I myself are going to head down there in a few hours. With 100,000 other of my best friends, so it's going to be an epic night for
that's
sure.
True Australian fashion. I mean, really.
Yeah, and that's pretty awesome. And you're in the future for us. So that sounds like a great Saturday night. You know, here it's still Wednesday, so we really don't time zones, man. I don't really know how they work all that well. But yeah, so Taylor Swift was here in the United States. She won the Super Bowl recently. And then decided to celebrate. You know, most people, they celebrate in Disney World, you know, and she decided to go down under. So that's pretty cool. That. Are you a big Taylor Swift fan?
Wouldn't say like mega Taylor Swift, but I love her music. I think she's a good role model for everyone. So yeah, okay. Whenever she's in town, I try and catch her concerts. So I've seen her a few times, but yeah, there's people here that are going for the 3 nights in Melbourne, 4 nights in Sydney, and then heading overseas as well. So I'm not to that point, but. Yeah, but no, she's good.
You're the traveling groupie, not the.
Yeah, the smart travelista could be like the smart traveling groupie. Yeah, you know, the traveling Swifty.
Yeah.
That could be a little niche audience for you, a new blog. And if you start that, I do get a 10% cut.
Oh, right.
So how did you get into, first of all, tell me a little bit about your background and then how you got into being a travel blogger.
I've been traveling since I've been a kid. I was really lucky that my parents liked to travel. So we used to go every school holidays somewhere, whether it was local or, you know, abroad. But the best trip that we ever went on that I can really recall is a 4-month road trip around Australia. So we got in the car, had a tent, went in, sort of did vanning sort of thing. We loved it because we were off school for a whole term. The things that we saw were just mind-blowing. And I think as a kid, I was like, I want to do this all the time. And I said to my parents, can we do this forever? And they went, yeah, you can do it forever if you want. And then I think what happened then after I left high school, I thought, well, I'm going to get into the travel industry. That's my goal. Got into the travel industry, worked as a travel agent, and really hit the benefits hard. So travelled. I sent other people traveling, the clients, and then from that point onwards, it's never left my life. So, you know, I'd say I've probably been traveling most of my life that I can remember. So It was just a no-brainer for me to start up a business to do with travel because it's something that I love. Yeah. And for a period, I got out of the travel industry and got into the finance industry, so banking. So I thought, Smart Travelista is really about traveling in quality, but without the cost associated. Sure. So that's sort of marrying the things that I do well. I like saving money and I love to travel. So I share tips around that. And I suppose the rest, as you could say, is history. But yeah, travel pretty much every month and then blog about it and then take videos and yeah. So I've got a lot of content with a lot of the travel that I do and I just put that in an attractive package for everyone.
That's really cool. I like that you've been able to turn something that started out as an early passion into your career, and you've had some success with it.
Australia is so large, so you do need, if you want to see the whole country, you need a bit of time. You can do it quickly by flying. You know, if you're a tourist and you come over and you want to see Sydney, Melbourne, Perth, and you can get on in the plane. But I think, I don't know, it's part of our culture that we travel. We're relaxed and laid back, and we love to explore. That's just something in our psyche, I think. And it's always something that we talk about. Even when we're kids, it's like, oh, where are you traveling to? You know, and it's just something that's part of the culture. You know, like, you know, we were talking before the podcast about, you know, gridiron, you know, and the Super Bowl. That's probably in the American psyche to watch that. It's sort of similar. I mean, we love sport over here also, but travel would be like at that level where we would talk about it. So if I go somewhere and I go to work, they'll go, oh, show me the photos, show me the videos, and where are you going next? And then it was like, and then I'll say to them, so where are you going? And then we'd sort of, it's like a sort of a brainstorm sort of conversation. But it's just something that whenever you meet an Australian, ask them where they're traveling to, and they're going to be your friend for life, really. Mm-hmm.
So that's very characteristic of almost every Australian I've ever met abroad or actually in Australia. You know, it is a big country. It's about about the same size as the United States. One thing that we noticed, the last time we were in Australia, we were there for a month. And one thing that we noticed that I didn't really anticipate before going there was how much vast emptiness there is in Australia. You could literally drive 8 hours on a highway and not pass another car. You get in the central and the outback and stuff. And so it kind of does make sense to travel lengthy trips. Americans do it too. The Great American Road Trip we all kind of grow up with that culture that, you know, everybody wants to hop on Route 66 and drive to California, you know, or head out to the desert or, you know.
Yeah, well, actually, when we were there, we made the analogy of kind of Route 66 and Stuart Highway in certain ways. And I started coming up with, oh, this is kind of like, you know, very different places, but we had that kind of same kind of feeling, if you will, of adventure and things found along the way. It was really great.
Yeah, it was. Not to reminisce too much about Australia, but my favorite part of that trip was discovering the tunnels under Cooper Pedy.
Oh, yeah.
That was just really neat. And that does actually lead me into a question that I'd like to ask you. You've traveled a lot, I'm assuming. What are some of your favorite places to travel to?
So many. I've been to about 34 countries, and obviously I've traveled all the way through Australia as well. I think just recently, I only came back about 2 weeks ago from French Polynesia. Oh my goodness, what a beautiful place that is. Went to Bora Bora, Moorea. I'm still getting over it 2 weeks later from the beauty of that place. Oh, it was stunning. I'm in the middle of writing quite a few blogs about it, actually. But yeah, stunning place. You see it in pictures, but it was actually even better in real life. And I've got no words to describe it. It was just that beautiful. But I think probably after that, I would say probably Italy is my favourite place. I learnt to speak Italian at school, and I do, you know, become quite fluent when I go over there. And I equate the way we are as Australians. The Italians are quite similar in the way that they're relaxed and laid back. And I feel really at home in Italy. We have a lot of big Italian community also in Australia. So we're very familiar. We're very multicultural in Australia. So when I go there, I feel very really strangely comfortable. And I just feel like I'm back home. So I would say probably at the moment, they're my two favourites. But look, I have so many, Brian and Sarah. The world is such an amazing place, and there's so much to do, and there's never enough time to do it in. And my bucket list is like as long as a roll of toilet paper, I tell you, other places I want to see. I would say even like, you know, I've been to the States. That's an amazing place too. Like, you know, growing up, we knew a lot about America, you know, the influence growing up, but going there is totally different. Like, it's what you think is different to when you get there, you know. So I just think we're really blessed with the world that we've got, and that we've got the opportunity to travel. I think it's just amazing.
Yeah, I feel that way too. In fact, one of the things, I mean, being an American, being an Australian, I mean, we do have a fortunate position in the world. It does allow us to be able to travel a little bit more than some of the other countries. And that, I always tell my daughter, is the best thing about being born an American, is that your passport is like a key, you know, to the rest of the world. You know, not every, you know, citizen of every country can say that, you know. And so we try to travel as much as possible. And, but, you know, one thing that I love that you mentioned is local travel. You've seen a lot of Australia, and you know, that's to be expected, but it makes sense. You know, us three said that makes a lot of sense to us, but there's so many people that don't travel their own country.
They leave it till, and I'll tell you, I used to work with a lot of elderly, and they would tell me their life story and how they plan to travel when they retire, and then something happened and prohibitively so that they couldn't, you know, continue to travel, and things like, I never saw my own city. So I used to do a lot of traveling for work as well and take these contracts, and some of the contracts were not in the most interesting of places. But you spend 3 months there and you find their little gems, and it's just wonderful, you know. So it's wonderful to hear about your local travel as well.
In my opinion, you need to see your local your local country before you actually go traveling overseas. That's my opinion anyway, because people are going to ask you about Australia when you travel, and if you don't know, you what are you going to say? Well, I don't know. I haven't been there. And they'll be like, what?
I encounter more Americans that have been to like London than the Grand Canyon, or have been, you know what I mean? It's, I feel like you should see your backyard. You know, you should definitely see what's around. But also see London. London's fabulous. don't pass up a trip to London. So that's really cool. So let's see. So you have all these wonderful places that you travel. What's your favorite part of Australia?
I would have to say two places. I was born in Sydney, and I absolutely love Sydney. But I think Melbourne is wonderful too, and they're so different. And Sydney's very much like your New York and your big city, fast pace, always something going on. Melbourne's a little bit more laid back, and we're sort of a bit more European. So we've got the cafe culture, and we've got the sporting, and the shopping's really good. So, you know, there's so many wonderful places. How many hours have we got? Because I could talk about Australia forever. But I think if you want to see something really unique within Australia that's probably not Sydney or Melbourne, I would say go up to Cairns and visit the Barrier Reef and some of the islands up there, because that is absolutely gorgeous. If you never get the chance to go to somewhere like French Polynesia to see some really beautiful water and some coral and some beautiful scenery, then any of the islands up in Queensland would absolutely be the place to go. But yeah, it really depends on how long you've got in Australia. So if you've got, say, a month, you could plan out a really good itinerary. But if you've only got a week, then you've really got to go, okay, where do I want to go? Sydney, Melbourne, and you know, you've really limited on what you can see. Yeah. Another great place is Perth. And I don't know, you've probably heard about the quokkas over in Rottnest Island. Those little, they're like little mini kangaroos that you can get selfies with.
Oh yeah,
I haven't actually. No. We didn't make it to Western.
We missed Perth. Yeah, we missed Perth.
As you said, it's huge.
Yeah. So if you go to Perth, you can get a ferry out to Rottnest Island. They call it Roddy over here. And then they've got these little small little, they're like little marsupials, but they're very friendly and you can stand there and get a selfie with them. So that's something that a lot of people do also when they go to Perth. But yeah, there's just so much that to see and do.
You know, the stereotype of Australia is that everything in Australia will kill you. So it's nice that there's something cute you can take a selfie with.
Well, it is true, Brian. We do have quite a few things that will kill you. Spiders, snakes. Where I live, you know, I can't show you at the moment, but I live on opposite a reserve. We have kangaroos visit. Families of kangaroos visit quite often. But in the middle of summer, we have snakes over there. So we know not to go walking along the path because there's snakes are there. And in Sydney, you've got the funnel web spiders. So you've seen a picture of those.
Yeah.
If they bite you, they'll kill you if you don't get to a hospital quick. So yes, we've got a lovely country, but there's some really deadly things here also. So we're a bit of a combination, I suppose you could call it. Nice and nasty.
At the lab, I was 6 months pregnant in the outback, seeing all of these things going, let me just, a little bit.
I'll tell you what almost killed, what almost killed us in the outback was a wild cow.
Really?
Not a cow, it's a horse, it was the Brumley.
Oh, yeah. Driving. I forget how fast we're driving. We're probably driving with the maximum speed limit was 100 kilometers a mile or whatever. And coming around a corner and boom, right there. You don't expect them there. But koalas are cute, so that's a thing.
Yeah, I agree.
My impression of Sydney was like it was the New York of Australia. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like the business center, the commerce, you know, center, maybe the more of a capital really than the capital. Melbourne was more like the San Francisco of the it's just like laid back, cool people are high. We love Melbourne. I'm a stand-up comedian. Friend of mine who's a stand-up comedian in Melbourne, a guy by the name of Glenn Zen, last year opened up a pizza parlor called Munchies. So I'm going to plug that. It's in Melbourne. He said it's good.
We would hope so.
He looks like a guy who could appreciate a good pizza. So I don't know if you've been, but go to Munchies, which is somewhere in Melbourne. But
well, that's where I'm going. Yeah, where I'm going for lunch then.
Oh, there you go. No, yeah, take Taylor Swift. Take her money. She'll be. I'm sure she'd appreciate a good local pizza. Tell us about the travel blog it's not just stories about traveling, right? It's like tips on how to do it frugally, things like that. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, so I've got it in sections. So I've got money saving. Mm-hmm. And I try and do a lot of blogs when I do travel, how to save money in specific countries. Mm-hmm. So a lot of it is sort of what are the best tours to go on, and all that. So recently I've just published some blogs on French Polynesia, but one that's coming up is how to save money in Tahiti, because it is quite an expensive place, mm-hmm. French Polynesia as a whole. I do focus on a lot of that and how to save money. And it's just really, it's like a small deep dive into a lot of the stuff that I do. So we talk about the tips and money saving and my recommendations. And then if you really want to get deeper into it, then there's books that I've got on Amazon that sort of go into it a little bit more. But yeah, with obviously with the blog, it's the places that I've been to, and I love to shop. So shopping is very much themed on the blog. I'm into bargain shopping, and I tell people how to do that, and I tell them the bargain shopping places to go to. So yeah, it's a bit of a mix of everything that I love to save money, do a bit of shopping, bit of travel guides, a little bit of everything for everybody on there.
That's awesome. For us too, we always look at stuff like that. And when I was pregnant and had my daughter, I always talked about like how to make your hotel room ergonomic for your baby, that kind of thing. And it's wonderful to have those kind of tips. And I know actually we're in Australia, we were walking in the Whitsundays up to see some view, and I heard several people speaking, oh, everything is so expensive. And we're going, really, is it? Because we travel all the time, and we didn't find it to be all that more expensive than anywhere else. But, you know, savvy travelers who know how to save money, it's, you know, yeah, it doesn't have to be expensive. And sometimes it is, and you know where you put your value in certain things. But that's so handy. I'm sure people really appreciate it.
We actually wrote a book on budget travel in Europe. It's a very short book. There's only one chapter, and it says, "Don't go to Switzerland." that's the only chapter. It's like it's not even a full chapter. It's just that sentence. $9.99 on Amazon.
Nice.
Budget traveler.
Nice, Brian. I love it.
Yeah, there's money to be saved all over. Yeah, you could go to New York and live and be relatively frugal. You know, you might not be going to a Broadway show, but you know, you'll be plenty entertained. You know, what tips do you have for a couple of travelers? Like, say, I don't know, a guy named Brian, girl named Sarah, who might want to be traveling. I don't know, say Asia. pretty soon. What do you think we might have to keep in mind?
You've just hit the jackpot because it's very cheap over there. So good on you for picking that destination. Big tip I would give you is don't purchase any foreign currency. So depending on if you're going to use cash over there, mm-hmm, which is probably a good idea, as well as credit card, don't buy it before you go. Get it when you arrive, because you're actually going to get better exchange rate. Mm-hmm. Ports are notorious, as you know, for ripping people off and not giving the best exchange rate. So, absolutely get your cash as soon as you arrive. There'll be currency exchange counters everywhere, like booths everywhere. Another thing, and I don't know whether many people know this, if you do use a credit card, you get an awesome exchange rate, because you're getting piggybacking off the MasterCard and Visa rate, which mm-hmm. is really, really good. So normally you find that if you're using a credit card anywhere, you're actually going to get a really good exchange rate. Another thing is, if they ask you whether you want it in US dollars or in their local currency, go US dollars, because it's less backwards and forwards in currencies. So I would definitely say that. Mm-hmm. What else in Asia? Oh, there's just so much to do. Whereabouts in Asia are you going? Is it
any particular country? We are tossing it around. Yeah,
Japan, I think. And I'm interested
Thailand,
in
Vietnam.
Thailand, yeah. So we're
beautiful.
I did read this book. So there is a book out there called Budget Travel in Asia, and it's a real short book, actually. It's kind of like ours. It only has one chapter, and it says, "Stay the hell out of Singapore." So that's I don't know if that's true or not. But
yes. So you picked really good countries. Japan, amazing. You're going to love Japan. Thailand's amazing too, very, very cheap. But the cheapest of all is Vietnam. Oh my goodness, you can get taxis everywhere, and it'll cost you not even that amount of dollars in your hand everywhere. So, and Sarah, do you like spa treatments?
Do
you like having spas and massages?
Yeah.
Because Vietnam has them on every street corner, and very, very cheap. When I go there, I have a spa treatment daily. So I'll go out shopping, or exploring, and then I'll have a spa treatment that afternoon.
You just elevated Vietnam to the top of the list.
Yeah, and it's very interesting. It's like with the history of Vietnam too, you know, with the Vietnam War and just a few of the other places there. Yeah, it's quite a really beautiful place actually. But those are those three tips that you've put in. Excellent. You're going to have the time of your life. Japan, make sure you get the bullet train to Nagano and see the snow monkeys. They are so entertaining. They're up in the mountains, and they just ignore humans, and they go about their daily life, and they've got full of such personality. So you need to go and see the snow monkeys of Nagano. You'll love it. Sounds like an awesome trip you got planned.
We're still planning it, which is why you're on the phone with us. So.
Personally calling you.
That's
soon.
Right. Now.
So hit me up after the podcast, and I'll give you some some links to help you.
What's sort of some of the most extreme places you've gone? Maybe like the least, like the ones that nobody would expect you to have gone.
One that surprises people is I went to Monaco down in the south of France, mm-hmm. which is really, really expensive. Mm-hmm. But that was wild. I don't know. I think every place that I've been to, probably people would expect that I would go there. Mm-hmm. I haven't been into any war-torn zones. Oh, actually, no, I lie. I went to South Korea and mm-hmm. they were doing, our favourite little friend in North Korea was doing some testing at the time. Oh. So that was a bit of an experience. And I was going to go up to the demilitarised zone, but then that got canned because mm-hmm. He was doing some other activities up there. But when I left there, there was a bit of testing going on, and we felt it in South Korea, which was quite interesting. But yeah, that's probably the most hairiest one. I've had a lot of things happen to me traveling. I've actually got a series of books that I write about it, Annexed from Abroad, which talk about some of the hairy situations I've been in and also people that I've met. But I think that's part of travel. I think it's not always good. It's sometimes the bad. But that's what makes it so exciting and interesting. As long as you stay safe and arrive back in one piece, I think you're okay. I try and stay away from any war zones, though. But, yeah, you know, things happen when you travel, and you just got to deal with it.
Your books, how many are there?
So I've got 8 books. I'm actually going to have the 9th up. It's next week. I'm launching it. So another one in the Smart Travelista Guide. So it'll be the Smart Travelista's Guide, turning travel dreams into memories with ChatGPT.
Oh,
so
wow.
So we're getting into the ChatGPT, but it'll have prompts that people can use, 108 prompts to help them plan. And then I've got a little bonus at the end, which is about how to book and some links to help people book the travel. So it'll be about planning and booking travel. So, so people need to get a copy of that when they see it on Amazon. But all the books that I've got. So first one is Finding the Best Travel Bargains and Managing Budgets. So it's around the budget travel like you spoke about. Second one was about bargain shopping, which is one of my favourites. Mm-hmm. Also, how to increase loyalty points and fly for free. So that's around building airline miles and how to do that. How to protect your travel health and safety. So, you know, we talked about safety and health, which is really important. How to travel with food allergies. So I'm a food allergy sufferer, so how to do that without getting sick. And then also mastering solo travel. So for people that are brand new solo travellers and how to get and do that. The other two books are in the Annex from Abroad. So Annex from Abroad and Annex from Abroad, More Mayhem. Mm-hmm. And there'll be another one, which will be my 10th book later in the year, a third one in that series as well. But, yeah, all the books are really about tips on how to travel with topics that resonate with the traveller and things that I would have been looking for myself as if I was like a beginner traveller. So it's just tips and sort of, as I said, building on the blog. So something for everyone, pretty much.
Very prolific. Yeah, it makes me feel like my small number of books that I've written.
Different topic, different everything.
That's true.
But I'm looking forward to the ChatGPT booking for your parents who need help with that area.
My parents, it's a chore just to get them to do it, you know, to go anywhere and do anything. Any plans to travel and follow Taylor Swift after tonight or?
No, I have my own travel to deal with. So I've got quite a busy 2024. I head to Hawaii in about two and a bit weeks for a bit of a shopping trip. And then I'm heading to Phuket over in Thailand. Mm-hmm. And then Vietnam that we spoke about. And then going on. I'll be doing spa every day and every night. And then off to Noumea, so New Caledonia. And then towards the end of the year, I'm heading over to Canada, which is going to be fabulous as well for a good trip there. So, yeah, we're pretty full up. So if I see Taylor, I'll wave hi, but I've got my things going on.
Start trying to follow you.
That's right. What percentage of your month or year do you travel? I mean, how much time do you actually spend on the road?
I think since the pandemic's finished, it's quite a bit. Probably every few months I'll be going somewhere. I've obviously built up quite a bit of money as we couldn't travel, you know. So I've got a lot of money, big pot of money that I'm using for the travel, as well as using some of my tips. But yeah, it's sort of, you know, you've probably heard of revenge travel. That's still a trend in Australia. So we're taking revenge on the trips that we couldn't have over the pandemic. So we're really hitting it hard.
Yeah.
I think over in other countries, it's sort of died down a bit. But in Australia, I can tell you, revenge travel is still a big thing and people are still going for it as far as traveling. So I'm just going to keep going this year. Pretty much last year and this year, I've been hitting it pretty hard just to get out of my system. And then it'll probably calm down a bit. I still will travel, but it won't be quite as much. You know, you only live once.
Linda, how can people find out about you and check out your blog and all that, or even buy your books?
Yeah, so they can head over to thesmarttravelista.com, which is where all the resources live. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, X, Pinterest, LinkedIn, and YouTube. They're all under The Smart Travelista, except for X, which is The_Travelista, because someone took my name, which I was quite upset about. But you can head over to any of those resources. Also, you can grab me on email as well, and I'm always happy for a chat. If people got travel questions, just send me a message and I always get back to them. I love giving travel tips, and I've been getting into a little bit of travel planning, but I don't have a lot of time for that because I work full time as well. Later on, I think I'll probably get into that and give people a little bit more travel advice and stuff like that. But you know what? If you're listening and you want some advice, send me an email. I'll see what I can do for you, time permitting. All right.
Linda, thank you so much. You have any more questions?
Thank you for your time. No,
wonderful. What an interesting career, you know, what an interesting life. You know, I wish, we have traveled all over. What am I talking about? Linda, it's been fantastic. Thank you so much for taking time out of your Saturday pre-gaming for Taylor Swift. I hope you enjoyed the concert, and it was nice to meet you.
Yeah, you too, Brian. Thanks, Sarah and Brian. Been great talking to you.
And folks, those of you listening and watching, thank you so much. This has been another episode of On the Road with Dr. Brian. Bye-bye. I'm here, I'm there, I'm everywhere. Blues, women, and blues. I'm here, I'm there, I'm everywhere. I'm an asshole.